It's a real pleasure to be here again. Before I get started talking about Bulldog football, I want to say a few thanks. And you know, all the people in this room that are involved with this great game, you know, a lot of you guys don't get much recognition for it. When you start looking at all the media people and the sports information directors, how important is that? You know, to acknowledge these young men that put in the commitment that they put in at this level. And then you look at all the administrators here and all of the people that do all the things behind the scenes. There's a lot more involved than what people see on Saturday. And welcome aboard to our new commissioner. You know, it's great to see a new person coming on and maybe give us some new blood and see the different directions we can go there. We spent the morning working with our officials. And, you know, you look at why we're involved in the game and why these people are involved in the game. They do it because they have a passion for the game of football. You know, and a lot of times people criticize them. They don't make the rules. They have to enforce the rules. And they have, you know, they have that difficult challenge that get criticized out there. And when they, you know, 50% of the people are going to be real happy with what you say, and the other 50% are going to be pissed off. And that's just the way it is. It's kind of like them looking at us as coaches at the end of the day. But we really appreciate everything that you folks do for the game of football. And, you know, then I look at the group of coaches that's involved here, and it's really a pleasure to work with you guys. I mean, everybody works together. You know, we're all super competitive when it comes to Saturday, it comes to preparing for a football game. We do everything we can to give our guys the best opportunity to be successful. But then we're still civil on other matters, and we're able to try to work things out on, you know, what is the best for the integrity of this program and the integrity of the conference. It's an exciting time of year, you know, to get ready for the football season. But when you look back all the time and all the commitment that's gone up to this point, it's just good to get it on and get rolling and give your program, these student athletes, an opportunity to go out there and show what you've accomplished during the course of the year. You know, like Bernie said, there's a fine line between being on the good end of the deal and on the bad end of the deal. And sometimes it's a play in the last minutes of the game, you know, just a matter of inches. And, you know, we all work just as hard, whether it's a guy at the bottom of the conference at the end of the year or the guy at the top of the conference. And we're in such a competitive conference, you know, number one, you know, you got to be able to play every Saturday. If you can't get your kids up to that point, you got a problem. You know, you're not going to be able to be the last guy standing. And, you know, the other thing is you got to look at every week and see where you're at and what do you need to get better and what do you need to improve. And then you got to stay healthy. You know, we all, I think, do a great job getting out there and recruiting the best student athletes that we can bring into our football programs, the kids that we feel like can stick in our football programs, but then they got to stay healthy. We're excited this year, you know, with the group of guys that we have in our football program have had a tremendous commitment. We've had more guys stay in Big Rapids this summer and work out together and drive and push each other. But there's always challenges, you know, and this year, you know, you start off last year, we had a very veteran defense, and out of our front seven guys, most of those guys graduated and moved on. You know, now it's a matter of filling some of those spots. And, you know, we're going to be filling those spots with guys that have been in our football program before. There's not going to be a lot of new faces to the program, but there's going to be a lot of new faces to the game field. And as we all know, it's a matter of how long it takes them to be able to get to the level that you need to get to be successful in this conference. The thing I'm very excited about is we have a year of maturity on our offense. And last year, we were kind of bulldogs, we were puppy dogs, and we had a lot of new young faces, and those guys are just about all back, and having two quarterbacks to compete like we have, and watching those two guys right now, or watching them come out of the spring compared to they were last year at game time, it's just night and day difference. And you know, the type of things that we do with our offense, you have to have a couple guys that can make it happen. And you know, with Tom Snyder and the competitiveness in him, we got 3 years left in him, and Kyle Parrish is a junior college transfer out of California, and he had some pretty impressive moments last year too. So we're excited about the season. It's, you know, we all get the chance to get our guys in camp here real soon, and again, I appreciate everything, and good luck to the rest of you.